Okay, this is the hour where we take your phone calls. We need your birth dates, of course. Glynis McCants with us here on Coast to Coast, and we'll be back with her in a moment. So don't touch your dial. And welcome back. Glynis McCants with us. Her website, numberslady.com. And on your website, Glynis, people can get their own numbers and do their own work with some of the things you provide, can't they?
Absolutely. I have set it up for them to be able to apply to their lives, but also healing in their family. You know, moms like to help with their kids. I have one woman who had 5 toxic numbers out of 6 with her daughter, and after learning their differences, they now get along just fine. So it's that kind of thing. I also have a newsletter where they can ask me questions, and we always talk about what's in store for the new month. And by the way, I got a letter from a gal named Kathy, who is one of your girls. I mean, meaning she follows you. And she tracked me down just to say, remember years ago when you and I talked about the calendar and I told a woman, don't you dare get knee surgery on a certain date? Well, this woman picked the dates from my calendar, and she just told me, this is a letter that's right in front of me, she said, I really believe there was a lot more going on than just the doctor and me, because I healed so fast, it was shocking to my therapist. Like, this woman's never, she 2 knee replacement surgeries is already scary, right? But she picked dates that worked for her energy, and that's exactly what they can find on my site. Everything to help them with their life.
Okay, so what's the rest of December going to look like as we roll into it this Friday?
Yeah, we're going to go through. I'm looking forward to December. Can I ask you a quick question? Are you doing any performing in December? Are you going out there speaking?
We did everything.
Did.
All we're doing is the radio program, and we try to make December family, and we don't go anyplace and stuff like that. We even do we do a monthly Beyond Belief TV shows. Right. We taped December shows earlier this year. So all we do is the radio program.
Which is still communication, but here's what it brings
down. And it's the best.
Yeah. It's a 12-month, but when you break that down, you've got the 1, the 2 equals 3. What this is, it's time. People are so afraid they're out of time. They think this year's over. I am not kidding when I tell you, you can still get stuff done in the month of December because it's a month for yourself. It promotes your ambition. It promotes your ability to communicate, so it's also great with your family, but also business. If you got an idea still and you want to pitch it to someone, don't take heart. You can still make it happen. So I love this month of December. I see it as a time to accomplish a lot more than you thought before this year's over.
Well, not bad. All right, to the calls we go. They're lining up for you.
Okay.
Louise in Alberta, Canada, and I'll just quickly give you her birth dates before we go to them.
Okay.
12/23/59. Louise, welcome to the program. You're on with Glynis McCants.
Thank you for taking my call, George, and good morning, Glynis.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. All right, so
the question is, how are you, Louise?
I'm feeling lucky. I almost lost you guys and ran out of juice on a couple phones.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad you got us. Let me tell you that just some simple things that I see. When I break down your numerology, I always look at the day you're born, 2 plus 3 is 5, and then your whole birthday, when I reduce it to one digit, 12/23/1959, it becomes another 5. So you're double 5. That would tell me, Louise, that if someone tried to deceive you, the joke's on them, because you always find out what happened, correct?
Guys.
You're scary.
Guys.
Yeah, you see right through people. And then you have an 8 attitude. That comes from the month and day reduced to one digit. That tells me that you are stubborn, and it must be your decision before you do anything. Like, you can't be pushed, can you?
Are you looking at me?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we have that ability through your radio.
I can see you by the numbers. And let me ask you this, because the cycle you've been in, this is the cycle of 9 for you. If you feel like things have not moved to your advantage, like it's been frustrating, is that how it's felt?
Exactly.
Okay, here's the good news for you. Next year, you go into a personal year of 1 that is full speed ahead. So you finally feel like, oh my gosh, I can put my foot on the gas and the car's going to move again. So just know, you're moving into something very nice for you.
Well, I was feeling lucky. I absolutely love you guys, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Louise. Appreciate it. Will you tell people bad news, too?
Absolutely. Hey, I have people ask me, should I get married? I have been one to stop a marriage.
Well, married on a date or married at all?
No, how about engaged to someone who's not good for them?
Really?
And I will look at the numbers and say, hey, listen, here's what's
You've
going
broken
on.
Up relationships?
Not when they're married. What I do when you're married, and let's say you have children, I will give you tools to understand each other. Like, where are you different? Why are you fighting? I'm the one who tries to bring some calm into your relationship. But you know what? I wrote Love by the Numbers because my thing is, if you're single, wouldn't you want to get it right from the start? If you had the tool to pick the right person for you, that's what you'd want to do.
Well, that's always the right way to do it, at
Absolutely.
Least. And to make that kind of approach.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
next up, let us go. Where's our magical mystery tour taking us? Let us try Raul in Anaheim, California. First-time caller. Birth date, 12-6-90. First-time caller. Hi, Raul.
Hello, yes?
There you are. You with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. He's. I'm going to put him on hold, Glynis. Just tell him something because his phone's pretty bad.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell him. Raul, because you were born on a sixth day and you're a one-life path, my first thought would be you're trying to run your own race and trying to be successful, but sometimes you meet people who might be backed up with you, maybe feel competitive towards you and not helpful. So you need to pick and choose who you spend your time with. You know, make sure these are your real friends, so that they don't disappoint you. And because next year, I was talking to George about, we're going to go into the year of two, which is wonderful. You know, two means your intuition's stronger. You can feel things. I want to be here, or I'm going to leave this relationship. I'm going to leave this job. Whatever you want to do, that's what Raul has to look forward to. It's a better cycle for him because I think he's been frustrated this year.
Mm. How does the new year start for most people?
Well, here's what I love. You know, because people ask me, when does your personal year cycle start? And some numerologists believe it starts on your birthday, and some believe it starts January 1st. I believe it starts January 1st, because when you wake up, the first thing you say is, I'm not going to do what I did last year. I'm going to do better. We all try to change, right, on January 1st. So what's going to happen, 2018, when you break it down, I told you it's two energy. These people that have been frustrated this year, those who have been really hurt or felt alone, you start to feel more connected to other people. And you're going to see a shift in how people treat each other, George. When I told you we shouldn't have to have a disaster to work together, that's what the new year's about. It's about, I'm going to work with you anyway because you need my help now, not because there's a crisis.
Let's go next to Oregon. Lisa is with us. 12, lots of December birthdays. Mm-hmm. 12/27/1965. Hi, Lisa. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Glenn. Hi. Speak with you.
And it was 1964?
65.
65. Okay. 9, 3, 4, 6. Okay. Alisa, the first thing I tell you, the numbers 3, 6, 3, 9, and 6 is the pack of numbers that are part of your birthday, right? And that points to creativity. So tell me, what do you do?
I don't do anything. I have MS and I'm at work. I live by myself. I just lost my companion, a feline, and I'm just in the grieving process right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so remember when I was talking to George about people who are more emotional, feeling very emotional this year no matter what? You're one of those because you've got the 27, 2, 7, which is your 9, and even the 12th that you're born in December. So, you know, I got to be honest with you. I have 3 cats and a Siberian Husky, and they are my world. And I firmly believe when a pet passes, you've got to go out and get another one. No matter how much pain you think you're in, you'd be amazed what a difference that makes, Alisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to do that because you know what else? Are you alone? Is that what you told me? You're not with anybody.
Yeah, I've never been married. Don't have any kids.
Right, but that child was your pet, right? That was your child.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm asking you, please go out there and look for another one. I had something powerful happen. Our dog, a Siberian Husky named Shallow, passed away unexpectedly in February, and we were devastated. And we went out there after a couple months of pain. We went looking. We have a dog named Coco who is Shallow back in town. Another Husky looks just like her. And the shocker, Alisa, after looking at 100 dogs, it turns out the mother of this dog is Shiloh's sister. Exactly.
How about that?
That's what I want to hear. You laugh.
What's my personal year coming up?
your personal year coming up is full speed ahead. You're going to be in a cycle of five. It means things are going to move quickly for you. But I think that's going to be good. You know, I like that because I think you're very, you get stuck, don't you?
Yeah. What I'm told.
And even in that house, it's like you don't get out. The cycle of five says get out there and have fun. Get back into life. But most importantly, judging by their numbers, go get your new pet, please.
Speaking of pets, do you do numbers on pets?
Yes, I do, and I love that.
There's a book for you for animals. I'm telling you, it'll be a bestseller.
Well, you know, in Glenn Such a Number, I have a thing called Naming Your Pet by the Numbers, but I'm not kidding about Shiloh, our dog. We end up with Coco, whose mother is her sister. After looking at 100 dogs, George, that was like, how'd that happen? And my point is, we made sure the energy was the same, like the name numbers were 369, the dog's a six life path. This dog is so full of love, and from the very beginning, the minute she met us, she acted like we were her best friends. So, yes, I firmly believe you want to name your pet by the numbers, make sure it's compatible to you, and have that unconditional love that only a pet can give you.
Off to Texas we go for Shelley. Shelley, born on 9-1-1963. Hello, Shelley. Good morning to you.
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis. How are you?
Good to have you with us.
Good. I have both Glynis's books, by the way.
Good.
They're great, aren't they?
Yes. And I have a 1-1-2 in my number, but I was wondering what next year, because this year's been a little rough.
Okay. So let's go back to, because, you know, it's fun with George. We get to teach at least something every time I visit. And what I want to say, when I talked earlier about the number two being a little overwhelmed by this year's energy, that certainly applies to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then not only are you the master number 11-2, but if I take your month and day and look at the attitude number one and add it to the world number one, 1 + 1 = 2. That makes it doubly true for you. And how about emotions? Have you found yourself crying? What are you feeling?
Yeah, my husband and I have had a rough year.
Okay,
he's lost his job, so we're hoping next year everything just gets better.
Give me his date of birth so I can see.
Yeah, what's his date of birth, Shel?
12/23/63.
12/23,
okay.
Another
12?
Wow.
Yeah. Did you say 1223?
Yes,
1263. He's got double nines there, and he's been doing a lot of family work, so hopefully he's getting better. He's been in counseling for past stuff, so we're hoping
But here's where she's adorable. Notice how, because she's got the book, she's now a little numerologist. She's like, well, you know,
you've trained her.
Nine right now. George, he's going through it. But let me tell you what else is happening. When you're in a cycle of nine, that is a time to clear space for new beginnings, even when you don't want to. Was he let go? He didn't quit, did he?
No, he was in oil and gas, and he left that job to go to another, and then that job doesn't have the work right now, so he's kind of got a double whammy.
Ah, bad timing.
So here's what I would tell you, though. Cycle of nine, it's as if the tide is way out, and you can't get to shore. But that's what I mean about when you enter one, which is right after nine, you finally feel like, I have my life back. I can breathe again. So, yes, it's better for him in the new year. He'll feel like himself. And that's going to help you because, you know what, you go into cycle of three means humor. You're going to see the lighter side of your life. You can't, this deep emotional stuff, you're sick of it. You want to get happy again. The new year invites you to do that.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
All right, Shelley, good luck to you. Glynis, how many people do you think you've talked to in any given moment on this program?
I know for a fact it's been over 25,000 people that I've counseled. That's just the facts. Because for the longest time, I was always keeping a record of how many reads I did a week. But then when I went on tours and started talking to read after read, right? Because my whole thing is there's no such thing as a stranger if you've got their number. So I can go on any stage and read that audience.
You do know, for a guy to walk around with your book, Love by the Numbers, if he goes into a restaurant or bar and sits there with this book in his hand, he's going to have people flocking to him.
You're not kidding. Do you know I got another letter from a guy who's getting married, and he did it all through that book, Love by the Numbers?
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, he found the right gal.
Well, tell everybody how you found Charlie, your husband.
Well, what happened was, for me, I was working nonstop doing the numerology, and this was, my goodness, 15 years ago. And I kept hearing in my voice, that inner voice saying, try love at AOL. That's what it was, but it was actually match.com. And I'm like, huh, why would I do that? It's like, just try. So I finally did it. And I said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number. And men did respond, and along came Charlie. And the minute I connected with him and ran his numbers, I knew he was the one. He didn't know that, George. You don't tell a man he's the one unless you want him to run. If you want him to run really fast. But I knew he was. And then we had this wonderful courtship. And as you know, you've met him. This is a really good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, and it's now.
And he puts up with you. He's got to be a good guy.
Thank you, darling. What a lovely feedback. I'm going to credit that to 125 at night.
Put it on your website.
But the truth is, and I believe this for everyone out there, sense of humor. If you can't find a way to laugh every day with your partner, you're going to have problems. And we do that. No matter what we come up against, we find our sense of humor.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Next up, let's go to James in San Angelo, Texas, May 2nd, 1970, okay? May 2nd, 1970. Hey, James, you're on with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was trying to get through on May 2nd earlier this year because she was on that night, and I was disappointed because that was my birthday, and I was like, darn it, I missed.
Aw, we got you this time.
Yeah, I got through this time. The only questions I had is I'm thinking about changing from the employment that I am in now to another company. And I was wondering what you saw on that and also just on finances for this next year.
Okay. So what I see, first going to your numbers, you know, by the way, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your story?
Yes, I'm married and got three kids.
Okay. The reason I asked them that, George, because you always say to me, well, what do you see in the numbers? Like,
that's right.
Automatically there. When I see someone, a man born on a 2-day, 6-life path, I instantly want to know, did you find your partner? Do you have your kids? Because, James, you're very responsible. You know, you don't like to come up short. And king of the castle, if you could have it your way, you'd have the nice home, a beautiful wife, and good kids. That matters to you. And then you have a 7 attitude, so I'd ask you, have you been working on that spiritual side of who you are as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, constantly.
Yeah, see, that's huge because that's your attitude number. So it tells me that when you work on that spiritual stuff and finally get your life to, hey, let go and let God, things fall into place. This year, you've been in a personal year of 8, which is looking at the financial side of your life. That tells me, sure, you could move. You should swap. If you're ready to move and try for another company, you should. And I have to ask you something. What about your body? How are you doing physically? Lower back, neck, all of that.
It's funny you should say that. I jammed my neck about 2 weeks ago, and it's been giving me problems, but it's coming back around.
Okay.
How'd you know that, Glennis?
I'll tell you how I know. Because when you're in a cycle of 8, you got to pay attention to all your aches and pains. It's like you kind of internalize things, and it often goes after the neck and also goes after your lower back. It's also dealing with finances because, James, I'm assuming you're trying to find a way to make more money.
He hung up.
Oh, okay. He's trying to find a way to make more money. And so this pain in the neck, this is what's funny. When your neck hurts, look at who you're talking to because they may be playing a role in why your neck hurts, a pain in your neck. So, but I'm happy for him because he's on the right track. He's talking about his business, and there's no doubt in my mind this man takes pride in being a really good father.
Overall, when you just walk up to people and get their numbers, are they going to have a pretty good moment?
They love it. Sure. I think people appreciate when you understand them or recognize who they are because you got to remember, they're not always compatible to you, right? You're going to have some challenge numbers. But if you understand where they're coming from, you can still have a good conversation. You know, you can have a meeting of the minds, and that people want to be heard, don't they? They want to be heard.
Yeah, they sure do. Glennis, we're going to come back and hear from more people next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Glennis McCann's with us, of course. This is our final segment. We'll get to your calls as well. Glennis, how many practicing numerologists do you think there are out there?
You know, I'd have to say I have no idea. When you asked me about the internet, when I started in 1995 is when I first went professional. I started doing radio and television. There were nobody that I knew about, like no one who was doing television, let's say.
Right.
But in India, you know, I was on Dr. Oz's show. He told me that he first learned about numerology in India and that there were some very accomplished numerologists that he respected. So that's when I heard that. And now on Twitter and Facebook, there's a lot of people that have learned numerology that are out there.
And weren't you also on Dr. Phil?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I was
a couple times.
Dr. Phil, I've been on five times. But I remember your funny story about you two meeting at a party and you both had the mustache.
Yes, we were the only two there. He kept looking at me like he thought he was looking in the mirror, except he didn't have any hair.
That's right. You've got the gorgeous hair. But yeah, I did all of it, the talk also. So I have been very blessed to be able to communicate numerology. And when I started, I was out there trying to prove that it mattered or that it was relevant. Now people are much more used to it, and you know, they're ready for it, which I'm very grateful.
I wanted to ask you about the sleeper hole that's out there that we haven't talked about yet, and that's Iran. What do the numbers show about that? Anything?
Well, you know, this is what I'm going to go back to say about the president. If you look, you asked me way back before the election, you said, well, I told you that I looked at the research of all the presidents and nobody had his numerology, yet I was able to see patterns in many presidents with each other. And you said to me, well, is that a good thing? And I said to you, we'll see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was something that had never happened. I would tell you one thing that does matter as a president is to choose your words carefully. You are on a public stage, you're dealing with world leaders. And of course, I would love to see that become more true. In the new year, it's possible for the president, because he'll go into a cycle of four, which is his life path. He may pull back a little, but I think a lot's coming before that. You see, I think more is to come even in the month of December that we will be seeing with the administration. So it really, that's where numbers matter. Because you talked to me about career, George. When we first talked about you doing radio, you're not a guy who needs a bunch of attention, okay? You're not running out there, hey, look at me. But you love communication, and you like to do it through radio, to touch all those lives.
Mm-hmm.
Through the microphone. So that's, you can see that in someone's number. What is it they desire? And I would tell you what the president really loves. He wants to be loved, by the way. He has a two attitude, which means he wants you to like him. But when you're the president, no matter what you do,
it doesn't matter.
You know,
half of the people aren't going to like what you do, generally.
Right. So see how painful that must be? That if you really want everyone to like you and you can never have that, that's got to be difficult for his energy.
All right, back to the calls we go. Next up is Allison in Prescott, Arizona, March 15th. Ides of March, March 15th, 1957. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much. I love your work, Leonard.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I got a question for you. I'm 60 years old. My last love relationship was about 16 years ago. And I just wonder if I will ever actually have a life companion.
This is what I would tell you. You absolutely can have that. I have had couples. One guy got married for the first time. He was 72.
No.
Yes, I'm serious. He found that it was.
Did he sign a prenup?
No, he didn't have to. I mean, this woman actually makes good money too. But they just fell in love. But he was like you, Allison. I mean, you're 60, but he never had been married, and he thought he'd never find love. Well, we did the numbers, and he started to find someone who was compatible. And he's been married 6 years now to this woman. He's very happy. So absolutely. But here's what I would also tell you: what you believe is what you manifest. And the reason I created Love by the Numbers, I also did the CD called Affirmations to Attract Healthy Love. If you are willing to commit to doing that daily, it's 15 minutes a day, you could, the universe will finally realize Allison's available, folks. She doesn't want to be alone. Because right now, you're very capable. You're born on a sixth day. That's someone who looks like they don't need someone, correct?
Of course, I was also going to say, Glynis, you can go to paranormaldate.com.
Well, that's where she should go anyway. That's the pool to go diving, right? First, you got to affirm it to get your mind right, and then attract someone healthy. When you go to a database, just like I did, as long as your mind is ready for a healthy love relationship, it could easily be there. Paranormal Date, absolutely. Because you're already like coast to coast.
Do you see a major war coming in 2018?
No, no. I. You know what I have to tell you? Because I told you vibration is what this is all about, I won't put energy to that, you see? Because if we go there, but the one more thing about that little guy in North Korea, you realize he could also end up assassinated. You do realize that.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
that I've always said that I think before there's a major war, mm-hmm. that they may take him out from within,
mm-hmm.
from some people in North Korea who don't want trouble.
And more importantly, and they do not want to die as a massive group of people. So that's why I'm telling you, there's emotional stuff coming. This, we're going to have to deal with it. But I just don't see nuclear, because to me, the cost of life is too high. And I think I'm hoping we are smart enough to know that.
We're going to Mark in Seal Beach, California, and Mark's birthday is July 13, 1977, west of the Rockies. Mark, you're on with Glynis. Go ahead.
Hi, Glynis. Great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I was born in Seal Beach. That's my town.
Oh, really? How about that?
Yeah. If you go on Main Street, you'll see the McCants tree. That's our, with the 13 of us live there.
Your initials are etched into a tree.
And what's your question, Mark?
Well, I actually have a question about baby names.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, my wife and I want to pick a numerologically compatible name for our baby boy.
Okay.
But we're finding it to be a real challenge, because I've read your book, Glynis Has Your Number, and I've already crunched the numbers for you.
Okay.
So maybe you could help me out.
Go ahead.
Our soul numbers are both eights.
Okay.
And the name we like is a nine.
Okay.
Our personality numbers are 7 and 2, and the name that we like is a 4. And we have power name numbers of 6 and 1, and the name that we like is a 4. So maybe you can help us make sense of that.
Well, absolutely, on Coast to Coast, that's not possible, because when you're dealing with naming energy, it's more technical. Plus, I'd have to make sure you were doing it correctly. But here is my promise. You're going to email me the name options. You're going to give me your first and last name with your full date of birth, along with the wife, and give me those options. And
I
will
do this for him. Super.
Perfect name.
Email address is through your website,
numberslady.com. Numberslady.com. Just click, it'll say Glynis at numberslady. That's the email. Send me all that information, and I will make sure you get the right answer.
Now, how does this work? If you want to name a child based on their birth date, I guess you have to do it immediately when they're born. You get the date, and then you get a name right away, right?
Well, here's the good news about that. I mean, I've actually had women who've had C-sections to make sure the baby was compatible, which I think is crazy. But here's
it will be here today, right?
Here's what you can do. The name has three numbers, and so you can make sure that you name your child three numbers that are compatible to you and your husband or wife, right? You want to make sure this is energy that's good for the family. That ensures a special connection. So, Lisa Givens, I know you had Lisa on your show not too long ago, right? Talk show host Lisa.
She was on some time ago, I think.
Yeah. Well, when she and I met on the Lisa show, and she was pregnant with her third child, and she gave me name options, and I went through them, and I picked the perfect name for her child, and she taped what I said, and she said, this child's now 18, by the way, everything I said about that personality is who he is, and they have an incredible relationship, and I did it only through the name, because we couldn't guarantee the day the child would be born.
You can't do that.
No.
It's almost impossible, isn't it?
Well, there's C-section women out there, I'm telling you. But no, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that the name is good for the family, because here's the other reason why it matters. If you could pick someone who's compatible to you or a natural match in numerology, you're going to be able to guide them easier. It's going to be easier. But let's say you know nothing, and you're listening to the show tonight, and you get the book, and you realize, oh, my gosh, my kids' numbers are a challenge to me. Well, then you want to learn where you're different so you can communicate in a new way and still get some positive results for that child.
Let's go next to Stephen in Atlanta, Georgia, March 10, 1982. Stephen, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, I got some decisions to make in my life as far as career path. I retired out of the military. I'm married. I have 4 kids, and I don't know quite which way I should go for financial reasons, whether I should go into, I was thinking about computer background or follow my heart. Also, like with bass fishing, I want to be a professional bass fisherman, but you know, that's hit or miss, you know, it's dependent on how good you do, but I don't know which way to go.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. You're a six life path. Again, that's father energy. So I always tell you, when I see a six man They are the ones who want to be a good provider. They want to be a good father. You're born on a one day, which tells me you can never shut it down in your mind. Similar to George, you always have a lot going on, a lot of percolating going on in your mind. The cycle you're in, this year has not been your friend. Personal year of five means things are moving too fast, and you feel like you can't think properly. Right, Steve?
Go ahead, Clint.
Steve, are you there?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, so do you find that you can't think properly, like things aren't coming together for you this year, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, so I want you to hear me when I say this. January 1st, you go into a personal year of six. You are a six life path. That's when it falls together. And as for computer, I swear, if someone asks me what's a great career, finding the hacker, Steve, if you could learn how to spot how someone's hacking computers, that's huge money. So I like that as a profession for you. And ultimately, keep this in mind, as a six life path, you're not supposed to work for someone else. So once you get your training, you should have your own company, Steve.
Really? That's pretty dramatic. And thanks for serving, Stephen. Absolutely. Glenn, it's only about a minute left or so. What's next with you? Any speaking engagements? Any places you visit?
Yes. There's this new hotel I've adopted, and you need to go there sometime. It's in Burbank. It's called the Amarana Hotel.
I've never heard of it.
You have not, and you'd love it. Everyone goes. We're talking
producers. Tommy knows about it, I guess.
It's a great place, but it's like a hotel. It's a boutique. I do events there, and in the first week of February, I'm definitely going to put something together. I'm going to have a big numerology workshop, because here's what I am finding. Even though people are learning numbers, they're still getting some key points wrong, and I want to teach you how to do it. I'm also working on tutorials so that you can refer to them to make sure you're getting it done correctly. And those calendars, that has been a turning point. I mean, I think I owe you something there, Mr. Norrie. You were the one who said you should know what is the best date. Yes,
I do things because you're friends.
And by the way, Charlie was the one who was listening to you and said, he's right, let's get it done. And we did.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm working on. And one other thing, when you talked about that book, Love by the Numbers, I'm now going to do the audio version. So these truck drivers that are looking for love.
That's right. Listen. Great idea. And the website, of course, is numberslady.com, numberslady.com. Glynis, once again, thank you for being on the program. You know, folks, we're going through a lot these days. Let's laugh a little bit.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa, man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them, turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman. Looks like Mother Goose. She beat him. She's got this U-bit bag. She's got this U-bit bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. She picked this Bible up and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version. Oh, they're still beating the out of this guy. She picks his Bible up and raises it up above her head and just beams the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of it. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman's just beaming him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here.
I keep laughing at that thing. I really do. I hope you do, too. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lautasore, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.